This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump claimed success in a U.S. negotiated ceasefire between Turkey and Syrian Kurds Wednesday. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani has details from the White House.
The president says it's holding nicely, and Turkey's assuring him it's permanent.
This was an outcome created by us, the United States, and nobody else.
Says he'll lift sanctions on Turkey as a result, while warning they will come back if the Turks don't behave. The president says it's now time for somebody else to fight over what he calls the Mideast blood-stained sand.
And now we're getting out.
Though some U.S. troops will stay to guard Eastern Syrian oil fields. Lawmakers from both parties are criticizing the pullout, which they say abandons the Kurds, who fought with the U.S. against Islamic State militants. Democrat Elliot Engel fears the fighters will stage a comeback.
It's safe to say ISIS is celebrating President Trump's foreign policy right now.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
A House of Representatives impeachment hearing into President Donald Trump ended late Wednesday after two dozen pro-Trump Republicans stormed into the closed-door session and demanded the majority Democrats hold public hearings and release transcripts. The hearing was suspended when the Republicans, who were not authorized to be in the room, burst into the hearing room Wednesday morning. After a delay of 5 hours, Pentagon official Laura Cooper, who oversees Ukraine and Russia matters, completed her testimony. Democrats on the three committees say that Republican committee members have full access to the meetings and equal time to ask questions. The impeachment inquiry focuses on President Trump's withholding millions of dollars of military aid from Ukraine in an attempt to get Kiev to investigate his political rivals. For more on these stories, be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. This